USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former FBI Chief James Comey says it doesn't matter who it is. He wants voters to give President Trump's 2020 opponent a landslide victory to prevent a second term for the president.
All of us should use every breath we have to make sure that the lying stops January 20th, 2021.
Comey telling an audience in New York City last night that Democrats have to put aside policy differences and nominate the person who has the best chance of defeating Donald Trump. A bit of a victory at the U.S. Supreme Court today for Planned Parenthood, as justices have refused to hear an appeal from two states that have been aiming to prohibit public funding for the organization through Medicaid. Louisiana and Kansas were trying to block people on Medicaid from getting any health services at Planned Parenthood facilities. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The Southeast U.S. and parts of the Southern Mid-Atlantic still getting pummeled by a winter storm that's dumped huge amounts of snow and ice. It's also led to the cancellation of over 1,000 air flights, and about 350,000 people are without power in the Carolinas, Tennessee, and Virginia. A different kind of cold weather story as radio stations nationwide are trying to figure out if they should be playing the song Baby, It's Cold Outside. Deanna Martin is the daughter of singer Dean Martin, who famously recorded the song, but now a Cleveland station has pulled it from its playlist after complaints about the alleged sexual harassment content that some people hear in the lyrics.
I tweeted, "I think this is crazy. What do you think?" And then all of a sudden it went viral. More people were for it. They were saying, this is madness. You know, we've gone insane now.
She was speaking to NBC News. A Denver station polled its listeners, and 93% of them said they should keep playing that song. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is supporting $750 billion in defense spending, and that would be higher than the $733 billion request that the Pentagon's expected to make for the 2020 fiscal year. Earlier this fall, President Trump told all cabinet officials to cut their budgets by 5%, but he suggested that the military would not face that sort of cut. Reuters reporting Defense Secretary James Mattis spoke with President Trump in the past few days about what the Pentagon chief views as the risks of a flat defense budget. The managing director of the International Monetary Fund says there are no signs now of an imminent U.S. recession. On CBS's Face the Nation, Christine Lagarde says she sees no signs of a recession in the near term based on the information that the IMF has at this moment. But she does say if there are more tensions, like what's happening between the United States and China, investors will start to worry and wonder where they should put their money. She adds there is no threat in the short term, as its forecast is still for economic growth of about 3.7%, which Lagarde says isn't bad. And Ralph Breaks the Internet's the number one film in North America for the third straight week, the Disney feature earning about $16 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.